Hello, everyone. You're listening to The Michael Amadei Show, episode 611. If you're having a hard time right now, listen to this. Now, it's a little bit before bed for me here on Saturday, the 18th of February, 2023. And I was just looking back, thinking about kind of the times that I've been in my life, you know, the different years around this time of year. My mind stretches back to early 2009, when I was in the midst of a really dark period for myself. I was married at the time, and it was, to say it wasn't going well would be a real understatement. And to the point where I really committed taking my own life. And I realized that despite my conviction that I was never going to get divorced, I realized suddenly I was going to be out of this or I was going to die. Which sounds very dark, and I just remember how just hopeless and horrible that time felt. And now I fast forward years later, and so much has changed. I can't even fathom the Michael that was in that place. I can't fathom those circumstances, and I don't even believe that I would allow myself to get back to those circumstances ever again. But it did take this time for me to go into that darkness and come out of it. In fact, it took me several years to work through and process that, even the residuals of it. But I emerged a totally different person and grew in so many ways. The thing I really realize as I'm thinking this through is there's this term of baptism, this sacrament that we go through in many churches, and the submersion in water kind of being a symbol, you know, a symbol of our death and then us rising into our new life. And I realize that in our lives, sometimes we go through these baptisms where we go through a symbolic death and then we rise again into a new life. It's a wonderful thing that, you know, keeps occurring in our lives. And for me, I think this was one of my long form baptisms where I went into this dark period and I spent some time very literally at night being alone, and then years passed, and then I was able to come back into the light again, a completely different person. And I just want to offer to anybody who's going through a dark moment, whether it's just a sense of listlessness or depression, or maybe you're going through something, the end of a relationship, the loss of a loved one, maybe a sickness, something. And maybe you're feeling some of those feelings of wanting to take your own life as well. I know some people definitely struggle with that. What I would suggest, what I would ask you to consider, is that time is an amazing magnifying glass. And it also, at the same time, instead of starting to really show us what our issues are, which it can definitely do, it can also zoom way out and show us a larger perspective of where this moment really will be in our lives. If you just hold on, if you just wait, if you allow yourself to sit in that moment, to sit where you are now, and not feeling like you have to solve it, but just sit there and feel it, things start to become more and more clear. And then just put one foot in front of the other, and then eventually one day you'll turn around and realize, oh yeah, I forgot that I felt that way. I feel like this is it's almost an easy platitude, but I think it's actually a real one. That time will allow us to overcome most of our issues, most of our problems. And there's some that it won't. And there's some that we have to take action, or sometimes we just have to pray about it. But in reality, a lot of times what we're being asked to do is just be patient. Just give it time. Don't judge ourselves and stop panicking and thinking there's something wrong. It will get better. I know this because as dark as things were for me, and they were pretty dark, they did get better. And I feel confident that they will for you as well. But I would love to talk to you. If you want to reach out to me, you can. Find me on social media. I'm Michael Amadei, the guy in the cowboy hat. Or you can find me at michaelamadei.com. I hope this was helpful for you in some way. That if you're going through a rough time, that it gets better soon. But until next time, which will be tomorrow, keep living creatively. keep living authentically, keep living courageously. Thank you and good night.